This is a September 6, 2023, regular planning board meeting. This meeting's been advertised pursuant to Public Law 231, also known as the Open Public Meeting Act. And can we go to a flag salute, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And can I get a roll call, please?
Mr. Adams?
Here.
Mr. Allegretto? Mr. Becker? Mr. Birch?
Here.
Mrs. Halliday?
Here.
Mr. Jessel?
Here.
Mr. Lovechuck? Mr. Loper?
Here.
Mr. Shepherd? Mr. Stell? Dr. Vandeshore? Mr. Allegretto?
Here.
Under new business, the first one is PBA 22-027 RJGVB LLC, 201 First Street, Block 12, Lot 1, North End Neighborhood Zone. Mr. Titler.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Avery Titler here on behalf of the applicant. This is the extension of a minor subdivision that was previously granted by the board. As the board may recall, on December 7th of last year, 2022, approval was published on January 18, 2023. As a result, the time period within which the applicant had to file a plan of subdivision expired on July 27, 2023. The applicant was unable to perfect the subdivision within that time frame due to primarily issues with New Jersey American Water and them being very difficult in terms of running water laterals across the property. I've never experienced that before in my career, and we did get it resolved. And then we also had an issue with the Cape May County Clerk and recording of the Mylars on a certain type of paper. I believe we have that resolved as well. And to that end, I presented the board secretary with plans today for circulation for signature. So I'm hopeful that this can be filed in the next couple of weeks, but we'd still, in the interest of caution, want an extension till the end of the year. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Titler? I forget what we even do with these.
Well,
things.
Randy has a report.
Yes, Mr. Shull, can we have your report, please?
Very brief report on this, August 8th, 2023, consistent with Mr. Titler's dateline and all. We've cited the statutory requirement as far as the proofs that need to be provided for the extensions. The board is satisfied with Mr. Titler's explanation. Suggest that you would grant the extension.
Questions for Mr. Shull? Seeing none. Yeah, I'd like a motion to open it up to the public.
So moved.
Anyone from the public interested in this application at the basics at 201 First Street, please step forward at this time. No public. Can I have a motion to close the public?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, back to my solicitor. Based on what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
Second.
Is that Jessel? Second?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mr. Allegretto?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Second on the agenda is PBA 22-0312 Battersea Road LLC, formerly Weller, 2 Battersea Road, Block 7.11, Lot 8901, RB Zone.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, for the record, Avery Titler here on behalf of the applicant. As you mentioned, this is the extension of the minor subdivision application of 2 Battersea Road LLC. That entity recently purchased the property from the previous applicant, who was Robert Weller. That application was approved by the Planning Board on January 11, 2023. The approval was published on February 15, 2023. As a result, the time period within which the applicant had to file the plan expired on August 24, 2023. The problem with this one in perfecting the subdivision within that time period was mainly Cape May County. As the board may understand, that Bay Avenue in this stretch is a county road. The county has very, very specific rules for backing out on the county road. The applicant has been working very diligently with the county in order to devise a plan that works for the county and would be acceptable to the applicant, and we think we've come up with that. So we're seeking extension to approve the matter, to approve the time within which to perfect subdivision to the end of the year. I've been talking to Ms. Felker prior to, I may want to make an oral motion, extend that a month or two based upon some comments that we had back and forth with the county. We still may need some additional county comments, and one other thing I just want to get on the record is that when this subdivision was brought before the board, the house on the corner was to remain. That was the intention. Several days or several weeks after the board approval, we had a cold spell here, a pipe burst in that house, flooded the house out, completely destroyed it, made it unsalvageable, and that's one of the reasons why Mr. Weller sold the property, because the purpose of the subdivision was him to restore that house and sell off the other lot, and after the house was destroyed, he no longer wanted to keep the parcel. This led to a chain of events that now is going to require some additional bonding for Battersea Road and probably some revised county comments, having nothing to do with the board comments here, but just again with the county having providing access and ingress and egress to those properties. So I think it might be a good idea to maybe extend that. Why don't we say January 31st, 2024?
Any questions for Mr. Titler at this point from the board?
If you ask, can you give you enough time?
I hope so, Mr. Allegretta. We had, like I said, we have an understanding with the county. They already approved it, but then the county approval was reviewed by Mr. Scheidegg, and he had some concerns. So I think there's going to be a little bit of a back and forth.
But as you know, again, holidays, every resource disappears. That's why I know another month.
Should I extend it to February 28th?
Well, I think 29th.
Yeah, I mean,
oh. I think it's leap year.
Yeah.
Well, then you know what? Based on the fact it's a leap year, let's do February 29th.
Well, it's tough holidays.
I agree with you.
December, probably mid-January before you get back to it.
So just to be clear, the house that was to remain has since been demolished because it was unsalvageable. So the county approval was only for the where the new structure was going to be,
right.
But now that the whole,
yes, exactly.
Right, so the county's going to have to look at it, and then possibly Dave is going to have to look at Battersea now, too, for bonding, because there
that's
was not
right.
Going
yeah.
to be an, yes.
And so. we request that Mr. Shadi provide a cost estimate for Battersea, for the city's jurisdiction.
We're going to shoot for 229.
Thank you for the suggestion, Mr. Allegretta.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
It saves us all time.
Yeah, no, it's true. It does. It saves everybody.
Any additional questions for Mr. Titler? If not, I'm going to hear from my professional, Mr. Shule,
yes,
for
Mr.
his
Chairman.
Report.
Sure, thank you. My report on this one is August 22nd. It's the same statutory requirement for the minor subdivision. Been no zoning changes. And I think based on presentation by Mr. Titler, the applicant has diligently pursued the required approval. So I would say that the extension is warranted to February 29th. 2024.
Any questions for Mr. Shule from the board? Seeing none, can I have a motion to open it up to the public?
So moved, Justin.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone from the public here for number 2 Battersea Road? Seeing no public, I'd like a motion to close the public.
So moved, Justin.
Do I have a second?
Birch.
All in favor?
Aye.
Based on what we've heard from our solicitor, do I have a motion?
Justice, so moved.
Second, Birch.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Allegretta?
Yes.
Mr. Jessel?
Yes.
Mr. Adams?
Yes.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mrs. Halliday?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to adopt resolution PBA 23-1012 OCDG? Oh, sorry. Do I have a second?
Who was that? Birch.
Alvarado. Sorry.
Mr. Birch?
Yes.
Mr. Loper?
Yes. Adopt the minutes of 8/2/23. Do I have a motion?
Adams.
Do I have a second?
Birch.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Subcommittee reports.
Subcommittee had opportunity to meet with the business administrator, city solicitor, this past Tuesday. Covered a number of topics. Subcommittee is continuing to refine recommendations for ordinance changes. There were some suggestions during the Tuesday meeting that a master plan review may be warranted for some of the changes to basically allow for a more comprehensive approach to some of the zoning changes being suggested. Subcommittee is continuing to meet. We'll meet again on Monday to sort of set the game plan for moving forward.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Scholl.
You're welcome.
A motion to go into executive session.
So move, Justin.
Second, Alvarado.
All in favor?
Aye.
At this point, we're going to have to clear the room. We're going into executive session.
Pass this down, please.
Thank you very much.
Procedural question, since I was not at any of the meetings or whatever, if this involves lawsuit, would I vote or, you know, to accept, deny, whatever's happening, or am I?
If there was a settlement?
Yeah.
You would be able to
I'm sorry, wait, I would?
Yes.
I would, okay.
Yes, you would be able to participate.
Okay.
Because I'll be candid. I've been doing this job for 27 years. We've only been in court a handful, been on one hand. But never have I ever appeared for this board in a federal court. It's nearly virgin territory for me. And usually these issues are complaints and no prerogative writ. They're handled by the assignment judge. Our visitor, and it's not what this is. And in addition to seeking to have the decision overturned, they're seeking damages and council fees and all kinds of goodies that are not usually involved in complaints and moving the risk. We'll get the answer out and we'll get a copy to Jamie and she'll be able to put it in your packages so you'll have it for your records. And that's it. Then we'll get the answer filed. It's due. And of course, the city is a defendant, as in the zoning laws. The city is all. So that's your update.
So any of us actually have to go to court for this? I'm ready to go. I'll take one.
Yeah, is he a Republican judge?
It'd
be good to just sit next to Hunter.
Because that's all based on transcripts. I have, and so I don't know procedurally. My guess is that I'll be assigned to a magistrate judge, maybe, and then I'll have a conference, and I'll say, what is this all about? And we'll go there and discuss what it's all about. There it is.
Well,
no predictions. I have no idea what the federal court may or may not do in a situation like this. That's all I can do for now.
Test on this on Tuesday.
Can I have a motion to come out of closed session?
Yes, a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
No, come back on the record.
Next meeting, we're going to cancel the 4th, and the next meeting will be October 11th. Because cool. I'm hoping to have a couple applications ready.
Okay.
Next meeting's when?
October 11th.
Motion to adjourn.
So,
second. Go home.